Today is Wednesday, June 29th. We're talking about what could be some of the most damaging testimony so far in the January 6th hearings and what former President Trump now has to say about it. Also, a major update in the criminal case stemming from the Flint water scandal. Plus, the first new breastfeeding guidelines in a decade, why you may start noticing more political mail in your inbox. And party's over, Airbnb has some new permanent event rules. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The latest hearing from the January 6th committee featured some of the most thorough details we've heard yet about former President Trump's actions during the riot. Americans heard from a longtime aide to the White House chief of staff. Her name is Cassidy Hutchinson. She testified under oath that Trump was upset that his rally on January 6th wasn't full enough, so she says he ordered security officials to allow in people with weapons who couldn't get past the metal detectors, even though he was reportedly warned that many were making threats. Hutchinson also spoke about what happened right after Trump's speech, saying the then president got especially angry when his Secret Service wouldn't let him march to the Capitol with his supporters. She says while Trump was in the presidential SUV, he tried to pry the steering wheel away from the driver, cursed, and lunged at his neck. Then, once the mob was invading the Capitol, Hutchinson says Trump did not want to stop it, and that her boss, Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, told the White House lawyer, quote, he doesn't think they're doing anything wrong. And that's just a few of the takeaways. Soon after her testimony, former President Trump got on his social media platform, Truth Social, to defend himself. He called Hutchinson, quote, a total phony, and said her stories were sick and fraudulent. It's not clear who's set to testify next or what other evidence the panel still has left to present. Remember, the panel does not have the power to charge Trump or anyone else with any crimes, but the Justice Department and the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C. are watching closely. To be continued. NATO is one step closer to one of its most significant expansions in decades. Turkey agreed to lift a veto that would have kept Sweden and Finland out. Both countries applied for NATO membership about a month ago, and all other members have already endorsed the idea. For Sweden and Finland, that means they would get a lot more support if they were to come under attack. There are advantages for NATO as well, since both Sweden and Finland have strong militaries. NATO is expected to formally invite the countries into NATO today. Now, with the agreement out of the way, NATO leaders can focus on other issues, the biggest one being Russia's war in Ukraine. This week, a court closed a chapter in a high-profile sex trafficking case. Ghislaine Maxwell was sentenced to 20 years in prison for recruiting and grooming teenage girls to be sexually abused by her longtime friend Jeffrey Epstein. Just before she was sentenced, Maxwell addressed the court for the first time since she was arrested, telling the accusers in the courtroom she was, quote, sorry for the pain you have experienced. And she said, it is the greatest regret of my life that I ever met Jeffrey Epstein. Remember, Epstein was a multimillionaire who was supposed to go to trial on sex trafficking charges himself, but he died by suicide in a federal detention center before that happened. After yesterday's sentencing, the prosecutor said, quote, this sends a strong message that no one is above the law, and it is never too late for justice. Maxwell's lawyers still say they plan to appeal her conviction. One of the most high-profile prosecutions in Michigan history has been turned on its head. The Michigan Supreme Court cleared charges against former Governor Rick Snyder and eight other officials for their roles in the Flint water scandal. We're talking about the crisis that killed at least 12 people and sickened dozens more with Legionnaire's disease, all because the state switched Flint's water source without telling the people who lived there to a source that was not treated properly. Well, this week, Michigan's highest court said the lower court that charged officials with wrongdoing did not have the legal authority to do so. And with that, the officials are off the hook for now. It's still possible state prosecutors will file new charges. Monkeypox keeps spreading in the United States, and now clinics nationwide are getting vaccines from the federal stockpile. The Health and Human Services Department says it sent 56,000 doses out right away, and it will get a total of 1.6 million doses out by the end of the year. Some experts say that's not nearly enough to make an impact, but the CDC says anyone who's been exposed to monkeypox should be able to get a shot. U.S. officials say there's also more than 100 million doses available of an older vaccine that was approved to prevent smallpox and is considered effective against monkeypox, too. The problem is, unlike the new vaccine, the old one has been shown to cause serious side effects. and people with weakened immune systems can't get it. As of yesterday, more than 300 monkeypox cases have been reported in the U.S., but public health experts say the number is likely much higher. It's spread by close physical contact. Monkeypox can lead to fever, aches, and a visible rash. In most cases, symptoms disappear on their own, though for people with weak immune systems, the disease can be deadly. Doctors say the virus has been disproportionately spread among gay and bisexual men with multiple partners, though anyone can get it. For the first time in a decade, the American Academy of Pediatrics has updated its guidance about breastfeeding. Essentially, the new guidelines encourage breastfeeding for longer and call for more support for parents to make it an option. The organization still recommends babies be exclusively breastfed for about 6 months, and then complementary foods can be introduced in addition to breastfeeding. But now the group is calling on pediatricians to support breastfeeding for 2 years or more instead of just 1 year, if both the mother and the baby want to. It urges non-judgmental conversations about this. The guidelines still cite research linking breastfeeding to certain benefits in infants, like a lower risk for things like severe diarrhea and ear infections. And now the AAP says research suggests there are also benefits for mothers who breastfeed longer, like protection against diabetes, high blood pressure, and certain cancers. With that said, the American Academy of Pediatrics is urging more support for new parents, ranging from paid leave and other workplace accommodations to better insurance coverage of breast pumps and lactation support, and much more. All right, we have much more news for you coming up. But first, let's take a quick break for our sponsor. There's a certain kinship I feel when I see someone else wearing Rothy's shoes. Not only do the shoes grab my attention for being cute, but also it's as if we both know the secret to comfortable, chic shoes that we can wear all day long and still turn heads. In fact, Rothy's are known for their chic pointed toe flats, but that's just the beginning. They have tons of iconic, compliment-worthy designs in bright but sophisticated colors. And as always, all of their products are made with planet Earth in mind. The company has repurposed about 125 million water bottles so far by knitting all of their products with thread made from plastic bottles. Plus, you can wash your shoes in order to wear them over and over again. I've had one of my Rothy's flats for years, and they're still going strong. So your new favorite shoes are waiting. Discover the versatile styles you can wear absolutely anywhere and get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy for $20 off your first order. American pro soccer players are now demanding more permanent rules to handle concussions. There's been a growing concern about concussions in soccer for a while now, but there's some new urgency since, for the very first time, researchers just diagnosed a former Major League Soccer player with a brain disease called CTE. It's caused by repetitive hits to the head. You've probably heard more about it in connection to football, since CTE has been found in more than 300 former NFL players. CTE is tough to research because it can only be diagnosed after someone has died. And symptoms like memory loss and behavioral changes don't set in until years after the blows. Well, now researchers say former MLS player Scott Vermillion had it when he died of an accidental drug overdose. The MLS Players Association is calling for a rule change. It wants the league to allow teams 2 extra substitutions in games, so when a player gets a possible concussion, they can be replaced instead of rushing back onto the field. The MLS responded, saying it already prioritizes player health. It pointed out how, in recent years, it's brought on independent specialists to look at potential concussions during games. And it will continue making progress. It seems the demand for so-called morning after pills has been surging. And now some major retailers are capping how much you can buy at once. We're talking about emergency contraceptive pills, like the ones from the well-known brand Plan B. Well, sales spiked after last week's U.S. Supreme Court ruling that overturned a constitutional right to abortion. Some retailers like CVS, Walmart, and Rite Aid said they limited the number of pills people can buy, at least temporarily. Amazon has also limited some purchases, though some of the companies say the limits change quickly based on the demand. As Republicans continue to voice concerns that big tech is censoring them, Google has a new plan to keep their campaign emails in your inbox and out of spam folders. Axios got a hold of documents showing Google asking the Federal Election Commission to give the new pilot program the go-ahead. If approved, it would make sure campaign emails from authorized candidates and political party committees are exempt from spam filters. Although it would then ask Gmail users if they want to keep getting these types of emails with the option to opt out. A North Carolina State University study did find that Gmail was more likely to mark Republican emails as spam when compared to other email services like Outlook. But Google says their users were the ones more likely to mark the messages as spam. Stay tuned. Airbnb is making its global ban on parties permanent. The home sharing company says this includes unauthorized parties and events and open invite gatherings. A temporary ban first went into effect a couple of years ago in 2020. And since then, Airbnb says it saw a 44% year-over-year drop in the rate of party reports. That, along with positive host feedback, has led to the policy sticking around. Now Airbnb says guests who violate these rules may be suspended or completely removed from the platform. All right, that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today we're talking about remote work. But first, a message from our sponsor. Finding and booking a doctor who's right for you does not need to be a terrible experience. Will they take your insurance, understand your needs, or be available when you can see them? With ZocDoc, the answer can be a refreshingly pain-free yes. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. The verified patient reviews allow you to see what other real humans had to say about their visit. So when you walk into that doctor's office, you're set up to see someone in your network who gets you. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc. And when I need a new doctor, I'm one of them. And now, so is the executive producer of this show, who told me she had a great experience and has returned multiple times to see the doctor that she found on ZocDoc. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's Z-O-C-D-O-C, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Now back to Work Wednesday. Work from home might have really boomed at the height of the pandemic out of necessity, but now it seems to be sticking around for the long haul because of preference. A new study from the management consulting company McKinsey found 58% of American workers now have the option to work remotely at least one day a week, and 35% can work from wherever 5 days a week. Of course, remote work options still depend on the job. Like if you work in computers, you're much more likely to be able to get a remote position than, say, transportation workers. The same survey found young, educated people with high incomes have the most remote work possibilities. That it's an option for 75% of people who make more than $150,000 a year. The consulting firm says it's important to acknowledge how work from home is now much more available and desirable. It says remote work has become a make-or-break perk for many workers, and that it's one of the top reasons people are looking for new jobs. Well, thank you so much for joining us today as part of your daily routine. We will catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.